Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, Raider Nation, and welcome to another edition of the Bleed in Raiders podcast on the Bleed Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dennis Ackerman. The Raiders continue to find ways to lose as Miami rallies in the final seconds to beat the Silver and Black 26-25. With the loss, the Raiders are officially eliminated from the playoffs. You know, over the years, I've seen the Raiders lose a lot of games. But this one has to rank as one of the worst in terms of a complete and utter implosion. The decision to go for a field goal at the end of the game and then the defensive meltdown following that are just completely unreal to me. Let me begin with Gruden's decision to go for the field goal instead of a touchdown on the last offensive possession. A minute 55 left in the fourth quarter, and the Raiders trailing 23-22, first and goal at the Dolphins' 8-yard line. Miami has one timeout. Raiders run it with Josh Jacobs, who picks up 2 yards and then goes down in his own. Now, Miami was just inviting him to score a touchdown. Dolphins call their last timeout. Raiders run Jacobs again, and this time he falls down at the 1-yard line. The Raiders run the clock down to a minute 5, and then they call timeout. Now, after that timeout, I thought for sure they would go for a touchdown and then try a 2-point conversion. I mean, at the very worst, if you score a touchdown, you're up 5 with around a minute to play, probably a little bit less. And if you get the 2-point conversion, then you're up a touchdown. It's a 7-point lead. Force the Dolphins to drive the length of the field to score a touchdown instead of a field goal. And with their kicker, Jason Sanders, who's been outstanding this year, I mean, they probably would have had to get down to about the Raiders' 40-yard line to try for a game-winning field goal. Instead, Carr takes a knee, and Raiders kicker Daniel Carlson converts a chip shot field goal with 19 seconds to play. Now, even though Miami had no timeouts, I just didn't like the decision. Well, that being said, there's still just 19 seconds left, and Miami has no timeouts. So if you're the defense, all you have to do is keep everything in front of you. So on first and 10, from their own 25-yard line, with no timeouts left, Raiders interim defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli calls a cover two defense. Are you kidding me? I mean, are you kidding me? Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was outstanding in relief of an ineffective Tua Tagovailoa, hit Mac Collins for 34 yards to the 41-yard line of the Raiders. Mac Collins had 13 receptions coming into the game. I mean, Raiders rookie cornerback Damon Arnette and Isaiah Johnson couldn't have played it any worse. And then to compound matters, Arden Key was called for a face mask penalty, roughing the passer on Ryan Fitzpatrick. So in one play, Miami went from its own 25 to the Raiders' 26-yard line. I mean, Damon Arnette and Isaiah Johnson were so far out of position. But at the same time, why are they even put in that position? And please, please tell me when Arden Key's scholarship is up after that horrific penalty. Two plays later, Dolphins kicker Jason Sanders boots a 44-yard field goal with 1 second left. And that was that. Here's Gruden on settling for a field goal at the end of the game instead of scoring a touchdown.
It's hard to swallow right now. It's a terrible way to lose a game. Really admire the way we compete, but until we start closing out games, we'll continue to be disappointed. That's a reflection on me, obviously. I don't regret taking a knee. We wanted to give the Dolphins the ball with as little time left as possible, with no timeouts. Thought we did that. 19 seconds left on their own 25-yard line. They made a desperation play, and we had a penalty on top of that. Inexcusable. Well, we did that against Kansas City. Honestly, we scored with a minute 15 left, and Mahomes went down and beat us. And we felt the play was to eliminate all the clock and all the timeouts and put them back with they're back against the wall with 19 seconds left. I don't regret it. I didn't want Mitt Fitzpatrick to have the ball. He was doing a good job in the second half. I didn't want him to be in a four down situation. He's a gunslinger. He was hot. That's all I can say. I don't regret it one bit. I just regret the results.
You know, coaches are supposed to put players in position to win games. The way the Raiders melted down at the end of this loss, there is no way you could say that about Gruden or Rod Marinelli. Bad teams find ways to lose games, and that's what the Raiders are right now. A bad football team. They'll miss the playoffs for the 17th time in 18 years and still have just one winning season during that time. The Raiders close out the season next Sunday in Denver against the Broncos. And the way they're playing, I can't imagine why everyone wouldn't be putting money down on the Broncos right now. There's also other sports going on, as you know. I mean, the NBA and college basketball are back. And the NFL and college football playoffs are just right around the corner. I mean, with all these sports going on, there are so many ways to lock in. So if you're thinking about picking the Lakers to repeat as NBA champs, or someone to possibly upset Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, which, sorry, Raider Nation, don't think that's going to happen, then you need to go to betonline.ag. I mean, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. And there's always the online casino as well. It never closes. So head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's betonline.ag and sign up today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Okay, time to hand out some grades now. And unfortunately, some really outstanding performances went to waste tonight. I'll begin with the offense. Quarterback Derek Carr got the start and put up some really good numbers, completing 21 out of 34 for 336 yards and a touchdown. Now, I know Carr didn't look completely comfortable in the pocket. As you could tell, he still wasn't 100% healthy, still dealing with the groin injury. He wasn't particularly mobile, getting sacked three times and failing to convert a third down conversion. In fact, the Raiders were 0 for 10. I mean, this is a team that's one of the best offenses converting third downs. But they were held without one tonight. And as usual, the red zone woes continued as the Raiders scored one touchdown in four trips. But despite the ineptitude on third down and the struggles inside the opponent's 20-yard line, Carr still rallied the Raiders against the top-scoring defense in the NFL. Anyone who puts this loss on Carr, well, you have a very low football IQ. You know, Carr's been with this organization since 2014, and he says this one was one of the toughest losses he's endured.
This one might be the hardest. You know, that's tough. It's a tough way to go out, especially with all the emotion of the week for me. You know, just being able to play this game, I'm just so thankful, you know. And then to watch it go like that, I'm sick for our organization. I'm sick you know, for our defense. I'm sick for our team. You know, I'm sick, you know, for all those guys. I feel my heart feels for them, you know. My heart feels for our fans, you know, to watch, to be so excited. You know, we take the lead and then, you know, then it's gone. You know, I feel bad for our fans, you know, and it's tough, Jerry. It's not for everybody, but this business, like I always tell people, it's not for everybody, but it is for me. And I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to keep doing my job to the best of my ability, controlling what I can control, and keep it pushing, man. And I'm going to enjoy life. That's what I'm going to do.
And how about tight end Darren Waller? I mean, he has taken his play to another level over the last 4 weeks. After setting an NFL record for tight ends with 425 yards receiving the past three games, he delivered another wonderful effort tonight. Waller had five grabs for 112 yards and now has 98 catches this season, which is a Raiders single-season record for tight ends. And for the second straight year, he's gone over 1,000 yards receiving. The only other Raiders tight end with a 1,000-yard season is Todd Christensen, and he did it three times in the 1980s. Wide receiver Nelson Aguilar, well, he was also brilliant in the loss. He had five receptions for 155 yards, which included an 85-yard touchdown that put the Raiders up six temporarily. Then, with the silver and black trailing by a point, the veteran wide receiver out of USC drew a 49-yard penalty against Byron Jones that should have won the game. One last note on the Raiders' offense, and it's something I talked about in my game preview. I said the Raiders need to get rookie wideouts Henry Ruggs and Bryan Edwards more involved in the passing game. So what happened? They combined for three targets. One catch by Edwards for 11 yards and 7 yards rushing by Ruggs. 38-year-old tight end Jason Witten was targeted five times, which tied for the second most with Hunter Renfro. The 38-year-old Witten finished the game with two catches for 12 yards. Unreal. But in the end, none of it mattered because the Raiders milked the clock at the end of the game, bypassed a touchdown, and instead kicked a field goal with 19 seconds to go to give the defense a chance. Still didn't work out. I'll give the Raiders' offense a B grade. To the defense. I mean, this group has been so bad all year long, and just when you think it couldn't get any worse, it does. Despite the fact Miami started a drive from its own 25-yard line, 19 seconds left, and no timeouts. And in one play which included a penalty, that put the Dolphins in field goal range to win the game. I'm still not sure which was worse. Rod Marinelli's decision to play a cover two defense in that situation, or the lack of execution by Damon Arnett and Isaiah Johnson, or Arden Key's face mask penalty. Just brutal all the way around. Everything that shouldn't have happened did. Unbelievable. Or is it? I mean, with everything we've come to expect with this franchise, is it really that surprising? You know, with all that being said, the Raiders' defense actually played halfway decent through the first 51 minutes of this game. They held the Dolphins to 13 points, sacked Tua Tagovailoa three times, and were actually getting off the field on third down. Then everything changed when the Dolphins' head coach, Brian Flores, went to his bench and brought in backup quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick with 9:02 to play in the game. Move kind of reminded me when Don Shula was coaching the Dolphins, he would turn to Don Strock in relief of David Woodley back in the early 80s. Well, Fitzpatrick quickly turned to Fitzmagic, leading the Dolphins on three different scoring drives, one touchdown and two field goals. Rallied them three times from deficits, and eventually led them to a victory. I'm not going to give Fitzpatrick all the credit because he was going up against the Raiders coaching staff and a defense that finds new lows week in and week out. In less than 10 minutes, Fitzpatrick was 9 for 13, 182 yards, and a touchdown. Final thought on the defense. Over the last six games, on three separate occasions, Raider games have come down to the final drive. And if the defense could get a stop, they would win. But unfortunately, they weren't able to, and the results were losses to Kansas City, the LA Chargers, and Miami Dolphins. Raider Nation, that's the difference between being 7-8 and 10-5. I'll give the defense a D grade. Finally, the special teams isn't without blame tonight as well. In the second quarter, Miami had the ball at midfield facing a 4th-and-1. Dolphins lined up for a punt, but instead went with the fake, picking up 22 yards and a first down. That play led to a Miami field goal. And in the fourth quarter, the Raiders had just taken a 6-point lead on an electrical 85-yard touchdown catch and run by Nelson Aguilar. But Daniel Carlson missed the extra point, and it ended up being the difference in the game. Just another example of how bad teams find ways to lose game. Those two plays alone cost the Raiders 4 points. Special teams, you're going to get an F as well. You know, when I think back to all the losses the Raiders have experienced over the years, I think this one is kind of comparable to a Raiders loss in 1997. Second game of the season, and the Raiders were hosting the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Raiders led 27-22, 61 seconds left, and Kansas City had the ball in their own 20, no timeouts. In four plays, Elvis Gerbach led the Chiefs offense right down the field, and he found Andre Rison for a 33-yard touchdown with just 3 seconds left, and it ended up being a Chiefs win. Then Raiders head coach Joe Bugle, well, he compared the loss to when his mom died. Raiders finished that season 4-12. Bugle's one and done. Gruden's in year three of a 10-year deal. All right, Raider Nation, that's going to do it for this edition of the Believe in Raiders podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Dennis Ackerman. Thanks so much for listening, and may all your punts find the coffin corner.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.